Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Beis, and we're holding in the middle of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Mai Rabbi Yishmol Umay Rabbi Akiva. That's halfway down the Amud on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. But of course, since we're in the middle of the Amud, that suggests that we are in the middle of the Sugya, suggests to do kind of a very quick summary of what we learned yesterday, so that will get us fresh back into the Sugya once again. You'll recall that yesterday on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, we had the fascinating Sugya of Tumah Belua and Tahara Belua, where Rabbah said that Kishem She Tumah Belua Eina Mitama, Kach Tahara Belua Eina Mitama. What means Tumah Belua Eina Mitama? So we explained yesterday in the Gemara that that means that what happens if a person, for instance, were to have eaten Ashtik Nevela. He ate a piece of Nevela, Chas V'Sholem, he didn't realize. He had assumed that this was a kosher piece of meat, and it turned out that unfortunately it was a piece of Nevela. Okay, so someone told him, Boshtein the Teira, Ha'oyichel Minevlasa, Yechabiz V'Godav. What should he do? He has to go to the mikvah. He's going to be Tomei Ara Arev, and after that he's going to be Tohar. 1 second, the Nevela is still in his boch, it's still in his stomach. So why doesn't he continue being Tomei even though he went to the mikvah? Therefore, says Rabbah, because it's Tumah Belua, it's Tumah swallowed up in the innards of this individual, and that's the Chiddush of the Torah, that when you have such a situation where the Tumah is Belua, it's all the way deep in the recesses of this person's body, the halacha is that it is not Mitama. Similarly, the same halacha applies to Tara Belua. What's Tara Belua? What happens if a person by accident goes and swallows a ring which is tahir? Okay, maybe get some indigestion. What's the shayla? Oh, but he walks with the ring inside him into a bayis hamanuga or into an oil ames where there is tumma all around him, and he becomes tamei. And his begotten, does the begotten become tamei? Yes, but does the begotten become tamei immediately? It depends. If he's carrying it in a backpack in back of him, it becomes tamei immediately. However, if he's wearing it, it only becomes tamei after a shear of achilas pras. But eventually, it all becomes tamei. What about that ring which he's wearing inside him in his stomach? Such as a stomach ring that you don't see from the outside, but it's inside the stomach. So the question is, does that also become tummy? That has a din of Tahara Belua, and it does not become tummy. How does Rabbi know this? He had a pasuk mitakal v'choymer. They're fine. So Rabbi asked him on the Amud Beis, Rabbi, what are you telling us, Grace of Chidushim? Zach Mefeirishim Mishnayasin. And Rabbi quoted from two Mishnayas in the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, suggesting to Rabbi, they find a shenish tikkul Torah, but lemaisa no chidushim because it's two mishnayos. So Rabbi said, I'll tell you the chiddush. Chiddush is even when you have both a tohoy ring and a tomei ring, and the person swallowed both of them. So kedaita chamina that the non tohoy ring, the tomei ring, is going to be metame the tohoy ring. Kamash bulan, since they're both belua, ain't a metama la tomei la tohoyra. The two remain tohar, not they remain tohar. The one that's tamei remains tamei, the one that was tohar is tohar, and never the twain shall meet, even though they are dancing together in the recesses of that person's body. So, it's not mitama because of the special din of tumah belua. So then the Gemara asked, what about yesterday's Mishnah? What did it say in the Mishnah yesterday? It said in the Mishnah, what happens if you have a woman that was pregnant? V'loyaleinu, the vlad, the fetus inside, nebuch died. No, a shtickle tragedy. And you have the chaya. The chaya is referring to the midwife. Ki choyo yisena. I think Reb David said that yesterday. Ki choyo yisena. Term tobi ham yaledes. So she went to put her hand in to go and feel what's going on inside. She comes out and she says, I'm very terribly sorry for you, but Nebuch, the baby is dead. What happens to that chai that put her hand inside? She's in the Mishnah. She's tamei tomah shiva, like touching a mess. Nebuch, 7 day. Shvi hazor from Paraduma. She has to go to the mikveh. The whole works because she never had to mess. However, the Isha herself, the woman that was pregnant, she is tahira, unless and until the baby finally is ejected by the body. Then as the baby comes out, the baby is now touching the walls of the rechem, the walls of the Isha as she's coming out, and therefore as it's coming out, and therefore the mother at that point will become tamei. So the one asked the kasha, I don't understand, according to Rambam, that says that when you have the two rings inside, one ring is not metame the other because of the din of tuma balua doesn't become tame. So why do you say when she the chai puts her hand inside, why does she become tame? Why doesn't it have that same din of tuma balua? That was the kasha di mor at the very, very top of today's Amud Aleph. Va'umr v'chaya the kishteita boys dumb. It's like two rings. And the Gemara has a ring of truth to it. Every Gemara has a ring of truth. What's going on? They touch it, each other. They come a tamala over the chayah. So how did the midwife become tameh? And therefore the Gemara concluded, says Rava, it's based on a dirabbanan. What's the gezeira dirabbanan? The rabbanan were afraid that since the midwife is busy with trying to figure out the condition of the fetus inside and trying also to extract, she might not even notice that the head has now started to protrude and come out of the mami. And once the head comes out, it's a full-fledged mess, Rachman Litzlan. It's no longer tuma belua. Now it's a tuma geluya, if you will. It's now out in the open. That's certainly matame. That's the reason why the mother becomes tame. But maybe the midwife doesn't realize that the head came out already because she's so busy. She didn't see. She didn't realize it's covered up. And it up. Ah! So therefore the Chum said, you know what? As soon as the Chai touches for the first time, puts her hand in, al sis gzeira, she becomes tame midraban. So the Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing should apply to the mommy? That as soon as she realizes that the baby is dead, she should become tummy, because the mommy doesn't know when the head is going to come out or not. So you know how the mommy knows. The mommy is in agony, never from the labor. She feels when the head has come out and she's screaming. Why didn't she go and tell the chaya, the head has come out, be careful, don't touch anymore? Because she's Terida, said the Gemara. She is so torrid in her thinking and agonizing through her labor pains, she's not going to go and say, okay, labor pains, wait 1 second, taking just a quick break. Chaya, be careful, because I hear the baby's head is about to, I feel the baby's head is about to come out. If you're going to touch it, you're going to become Tama Shiva, and then you're going to have the Paraduma waters, and holy cow, so be careful. She's too Terida, she's too busy with labor pains. That's where we ended yesterday. Oh, well, no, we didn't finish yet. So now the Gemara says, based on this, our Mishnah of yesterday, which we just concluded talking about, we could learn two potential pshatim in the Mishnah. We could say that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva does not believe in Hilchos Tumah Belua. In other words, he respectfully disagrees with the whole Gemara of yesterday, and he holds that Tumah Belua is Metameh. So if that's the case, then it's easy. Then that's the reason why the Chai becomes Tameh, because she puts her hand in, it's Tumah Belua. Ah, he's Tumah Belua, he holds Tumah Belua, is Metame. Aha, so that's according to Rabbi Akiva. Says Imam, but he could even go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Shmuel that does agree with the Allah of Rabbah, that Tumah Belua is not Metame, but al this Rabbanan, al this Gezeira, that's the reason why it's Metame. So now the Imam asks, we mentioned Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who is this Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Now in the middle of Ayin Bey's Amud Aleph, smack in the middle, May Rabbi Shmuel, May Rabbi Akiva, the sign we have a Brisa. Says in the Pasuk, V'chola sheyiga al panei ha-sodah. And the Pasuk continues on, V'chalal cherev, oive meis, oive yetzim odom, oive kover, yidma shivasyam. Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and it's talking about V'chola sheyiga al panei ha-sodah. Now what's this al panei ha-sodah? So of course, Moshe Pshat is referring to, if Chas HaShalom, a person happens to be, for instance, in a Milchama, and then one of the soldiers Nebuch falls to the ground, one of the civilians falls to the ground. If you go and touch Nebuch, the corpse of the person that passed away, then he becomes Tameh Shivasyam. But you know, the Torah didn't have to go and talk about this type of graphic description that a person fell on Pnei Asada. The point is, a person dies, he dies. Was enough given up Pnei Asada, Nisha Pnei Asada. Therefore, the Gemara learns, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's how Pnei Asada is telling you that only by a Tumah Geluya, like out in the field, that everybody sees what's going on, because it's all disclosed, all revealed, all open to the world. Ah, Zokti Gemara Lahoitzi Uber. Again, Mayra Bishmol, Mayra Bikiba, the sign is said in the price, Bachala Shiga Pnei Asada. Lahoitzi comes to exclude an Uber Bemei Isha. Why is it Uber Bemei Isha excluded, says Rashi? Because it's not Al Pnei Asada. Al Pnei Asada, you see the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Al Pnei Asada, Mashma Golui. Everybody sees it. Golui Vyodua Lacholu Amen. Lahoitzi Uber Shu Taman, that comes to exclude an Uber, which is hidden. Nobody can see the Uber because it's hidden within the recesses of the Mami. Dibra Bishmol. Ah. So that's a makar, that an uber and tuma belua is not metame. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, the rabbi is going with Doifik. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he said, this pasuk is coming to tell you a different type of chalash yigal pnei asad. And that is goyel v'doifik, that's referring to an oroin of a mess, that the golel means that the top cover, and the doifik means the walls of the oroin from all sides, they are all tzimtzum. So if a person were to go and touch that casket, to touch the oroin, even if he's not mile on the mess, on top of the oroin, he's just from the side, he goes and touches it. Or if he touches even the cover, but the mess wasn't directly under the cover, it was a big oroin, he's on the other half, so to speak. Anyway, we're talking about a situation, there's no mile, but he touches just the goyel v'doifik, and he assumes, okay, well, what I do, I touch the oroin. My kolarash, you didn't touch the mess, I wasn't mile on the mess. No, that also happens to be the person becomes tummy. So that's what the pasuk comes to tell us. Aha, Izok the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Goyle V'doifik, how do we know this halacha? That's Hilchsa Gemirla. I don't learn it from this pasuk, I'm a lochla Moshe Mesinai, so therefore this pasuk is still free to learn from it the din of Lahoitzi Uber Meish. Rabbi Kiva, Uber Meisha, Tomei Midiraisim in Olay. How does Rabbi Kiva know that an Uber inside the Mami is Tomei Minatoy? That the Gemara on the surface is a bissel shver. I mean, why shouldn't it be tummy? It's like any nebuch, any mess, and a mess is metame. The whole rai of Rabbi Shmuel that an uber meisha is tahar is based on because since said the chashi gavne asada, and that means begaloi. So that's lahoitzi uber meisha. Right. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't darshan that pasuk. Rabbi Kiva says that because the pasuk comes to tell you the din of goyel v'doifik. So what's the Gemara's kasha to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is fine. He says it's like any tummy. Even though the pasuk is coming to tell you goyel v'doifik, but you have like a mikra yoytzim edei pshuta. The poshut of mashmoyis of the pasuk is that you find a corpse out in the middle of the field, bigolui. Why would the Torah have to go and describe the unfortunate and tragic situation of this person dying in the middle of the field to tell you lahoitzi lechayr the case of Taman? So the Gemara is saying al pi pashtus lechayr Rabbi Shmuel is right. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pashtus akra? Amr boishi amakra. He has another pasuk. Shteit hanegia b'meis b'nefesh adam. He shteit the pasuk. Oh, he's based in these beautiful Gemaras of Inzer Tayr Reb David. Hanegia b'meis b'nefesh adam is yomus liyifchater. No, sometimes once a day. Anyway, you're not here every single day. Anyway, kol negia b'meis b'nefesh adam. Whoever touches a mess, a nefesh adam. Now, the chayre the b'meis b'nefesh adam seems to be redundant. Kol negia b'meis, but b'meis b'nefesh adam. But the Torah tells us, okay, sezokt yet Rebbe Kiva, ezo meis she b'nefesh shel adam. In other words, we're learning the b'meis who's inside the nefesh shel adam. This is similar to the two drushes we had the last couple of days. Right. The habdul we had regarding the behemoth, behemoth ba behemoth. That if you have an uber inside the behemoth, and we all said yesterday, no chazam in drusha. What was that drusha yesterday? It said in the pasuk that you had the chol hoylech al kapa bechol lachay hoyleches. So we said chol hoylech al kapa means 4 feet as opposed to 8 feet because it wasn't split hooves, and that's bechol chay inside a chay hoyleches al arba, again 4 and not 8, and that's therefore a reference to a behemoth tamea, like we learned the previous day. So you see that chol hoylech al kapa bechol means the hoylech inside the chay. So here too, the same type of drasha, the mace inside the nefesh. Now how can you have a mace inside a nefesh? Oh, so you might be oimis a ubishim. Isha. The Isha is the Nefesh Adam. That's the lady that has, Baruch Hashem, a Gishmak and Nefesh that is full of vitality, like to quote in the Tayyar Agaba, just like the Shir, full of vitality. Ah, Kibalik. But this is a Meis bin Nefesh Adam. This is the case, Nebuch, of the Uber inside the Meisha. Ah, and what does the Torah say? Hanegib, a Meis bin Nefesh Adam. If the Chaya puts her hand in and touches the mace inside the nefesh adam, then she becomes tummy. Oh, so I have a raya, says Rabbi Kiva, that I am right. Uber meisha is tummy midatay. Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with that pasuk hanegia b'meis b'nefesh? Rabbi Shmuel, haimi boyle l'raviyas tama bo min ha-meis shemetama. What happens if a person walks into an oil? There was previously Nebuchadnezzar, a very tragic situation.
There was somebody left over dam from the meis.
Oh, it does. I see. There was the mess there, and Baruch Hashem, the Chevra Kedisha took the mess away, and they're going to be a big levaya tomorrow, and all this is fine. You get Nebuchadnezzar. But unfortunately, they left over raviyas tam there on the floor. Is that raviyas tam metama bo oil? The answer is yes. How do I know? Hanegib a mace or benefesh adam? And the what does the pasuk say? The gabe kadamu anefesh. You're not allowed to eat the dam kadamu anefesh. Ah, so you see the word nefesh. Therefore, it's a euphemistic term referring to dam. And therefore, the pasuk saying hanegev emeis or benefesh adam also dam. The same thing applies to the vias adam v'ayim emeis. Shemetam shenemar hanegev emeis benefesh adam zeu nefesh adam shemetam v'ayim bezeu revias dam. Ah, so therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, I cannot learn from this pasuk the din of the uber b'mei isha. Because we're not talking about mace benefesh, we really mean a mace or a nefesh. And they give a mace or benefesh, you have the revias tam. Rukiva tame. Rukiva says, I don't need that posik to go and tell you the din of revias tam, because I have another posik. The omer af revias tam, not only from one mess. Habo mishnai mace metam ba'oil. What happened to Nebuch? Two people passed away in the same oil, and each one only left a half a revias tam on the floor, but the two half revias and amit starf to one revias. The sander b'kiva oim another revias tam abo mishem meisu shematam ba'oil. How do we know shenemar v'al kol nafshois meis lo yovei? Nafshois, of course, is a lashon rabim. Meis is a lashon yochid. So how can you have one person with two nefashes? V'al kol nafshois meis. Oh, what is that? Kol nafshois meis lo yovei. You can have two nefashis with one shear, meaning a half revias tam from one, half revias tam from the other. The two half revias can come together. We have a full revias. It's from two nefashis and one shear blood. Sorry, Nahum.
It doesn't really apply because you're talking about conception of Divatara. It doesn't go back to the business of Divatama from the Gemara.
So bottom line is, so what is the Gemara now concluded? We started off today's Gemara asking, what did Rabbi Shmuel hold? What does Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva holds that the din of Tumah Balua is Metame. How does he know Tumah Balua? I'm sorry. Again, Rabbi Kiva holds Tumah Balua is Metame. Not like Rabba and not like Rabbi Shmuel. What's the makar of Rabbi Kiva that Tumah Balua is Metame? From the pasuk that says Hanagia b'meis b'nefesh, you have a mace inside a nefesh, which means an uber b'mei isha, that's Metame. And again, a mace b'nefesh Adam, he's Nagia, which they didn't pasuk that unfortunately Nichrasan, if he goes and afterwards into the Mishkan Hashem, he may be Nichrasan nefesh in Yisrael, he's Nebuchistame. So I have a b'feiru shiraya that uber b'mei isha is Metame. What does Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel says it comes to tell you a separate halacha totally. The case of the revias dam, that's the point of the pasuk. Says Rabbi Kiva, I don't need this pasuk for that. I have another pasuk, and that pasuk is even better, if you will, because it tells you even a greater chiddush. Not only if you touch a revias dam from one mess, but even touching from two mesim. In fact, Barry was about to ask a question about Yesh Em LaMikra, Yesh Em LaMisaitis, and you are touching on the toises down below. You see the three toises from the bottom. Right. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? He says, I'll call nafshis meis, because the pasuk is written with a chaser without a vav. So therefore it's telling you one nefesh and not two nefashes. But then we have a problem. Then according to Rabbi Shmuel, I have two psukim. I have the pasuk which we just learned, Hanegev emeis benefesh. That's one nefesh. This Valkol Nafshis meis, which he also learned, Valkol Nafshas meis, also one nefesh. Why do I have to have two psukim to tell you the dinner of Avias Dam that it's Matama Boil? That's Toises Kasha and Toises Blat, but the Kasha, Toises doesn't give a test. See, look at the Toises, three Toises in before the end, bottom, six, seven lines at the bottom. Shnei nefashis v'shir echem Rabbi Shmuel Savar the eish aim limesoidis v'nafshas ksiv. It doesn't say v'nafshois, he will pronounce it nafshois, but it's written v'nafshas k'ilam v'sanhedrin. The kasha the trei krei b'viyas tam l'amalik b'meis b'nefesh, and also this pasuk of v'alkol nafshas meis l'yavoy tois b'at metateret b'at metakasha, and therefore we're also going to blab with the kasha, and we're going to move on to the next mishnah. Talk to mishnah.
Before you move on, is it possible this is a special din for a chaya that's different than anybody else? Because for her it's not balua because she has access. For a lay person, it's balua, but for Heibam, for example, that's where she's the top. So if that area is not balua, it's not enclosed, it's open to her only. It's a special din for her.
I hear your svara. You're saying that she should have an exception to the rule because for her, every time one of these balua is like a glue.
Access that's her. Balua means it's enclosed in a cavity. For this person,
she has the key.
She has the key. She has her open access. I'm thinking of a different thing for her.
The svara, the kutz svara. The Gemara doesn't use that svara. You have to look at Mefarshim if they come up with that svara. But it's a very interesting approach.
But the whole thing about that, I hear what you're saying, but the bottom line is that No one's arguing about whether the object, in this case the
fetus,
is talua.
Mm-hmm.
The question is she now, the way she contacts it, it's no longer balua.
To her. That's what I'm saying. This is not
that's
saying.
His question. So maybe it should be different because then she has access.
That's why she is tummy, because it's not balua.
Right, so it's not such, what I'm saying,
so
it's not,
it's
such
not a
shy
hit.
It's right to good.
Okay, it's good.
So you're happy. Okay, so
we're
everybody's happy.
We agree.
Unfortunately, the mommy's not happy because never the baby died. But otherwise, pshat is good. And we'll then invite the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah. We now leave the case of an Isha and we go back to the case of Behema Hamakasha Leilet. Hey, Behema is about to give birth. Vahoitzi Uber is the other. The Uber, which happens to be inside, decided, I want freedom. And the Uber takes the hand and sticks the hand out. In the meantime, the owner of the Behema said, this Behema is a lousy Behema. I want to go and shecht the Behema. And he sees that the Ober sticks his hand out. And he knows already from the previous Mishnayis and the Gemara that we've learned from our Perek that Eiver, you cannot eat. And if you remember, Rav said that this is the oilam, you can never eat it, even if the Ober were to go and withdraw and bring the hand back inside, it still remains also forever. So what does the Balavos do? I don't want to have any problems. The Chatachan, he went and cut off that limb, that yad, which is sticking out from the behemoth. And then the Akashach and the Sima, and then afterwards he shechted the mami. And now, of course, we find inside the Uber with an amputated foreleg, because the foreleg came out, and you have the Uber inside. Now the question is not about the kashrus of the Uber inside. Of course it's kosher because it's a ben pekuah situation. And the mami was good geschachten, so the baby is now, if you will, also good geschachten together with the mami, vicariously, just like the feet and the hands and all the vital organs, whatever, of the outside mami are now kosher. Except for that Ava that's stuck out. Exactly. So now the question is not about the kashrus of the bosser, of either the animal or the uber in the animal, but rather what about the tumah v'tahara? What's the shaila? Because the aver menachai that was severed, that uber, the yad that came out, l'choira has a din of tumah. Then why would it have a din of tumah? So we already explained a couple of days ago in the Gemara that this has a din of yotzei, because it's yotzei mimchit sasai, uvaser basod treifa lo yisachelu, and Rashi and the Gemara explained already over there that anything that goes out of its mechitzos automatically has a status like a treifa that can't go and eat. So what goes out of its mechitzos? The uber that's sticking its yad out, or you have the same thing in the case of the azara when they're going and shechting, and after that, some of the basar went outside of the azara, becomes possible b'yoytze. Where does it say the Torah anything about yoytze? From this basar, the basar sort of treif lo yisachelu, it goes out of its mechitzas. And you recall some of the fascinating shailas that we had, that what happens if, in fact, the uber's aver is sticking out, but inside the azara. So would you go and say that the mechitzas of the azara, that gives you sufficient mechitzas that it's not considered to be yotze? And the Gemara, of course, concluded that the mechitzas of an uber are imahi and not the azar. Okay, but that's the concept that becomes possible be yotze. Now, does it also have a din of eva menachai? So Rashi explains over here that it all depends on the uber inside. If the uber happens to be alive, therefore the eva that's sticking out is eva minha chai, because in fact the uber is Baruch Hashem alive, and therefore the eva is a part of the chai. That eva minha chai, you're not allowed to go and eat. The din of eva minha chai is that it's matame kinevelet, not doesn't have the status of nevelet, it's matame kinevelet. On the other hand, what happens if the uber inside Nebuch itself is dead and the aver is sticking out? Then the aver has a din of real nevela, not its ken nevela, it's mamish nevela. Okay, so l'chor, this aver should now be metame the rest of the uber which is inside the mami. Zok the Mishnah habasa tohar. So why tak is habasa tohar? Why don't they go and say that the uber inside was touching this either Eivim Menachai, which has a din and nevela, or Mamish and nevela? So, as we've learned already a number of times, any time that you do a shechita has two purposes. Number one, to go and be machsher, to be able to go and eat. And number two, that's metayer midei nevela. So, this baby inside, what is the status of that baby? Once I go and shecht the mami obviously is dead, shechted it, even if the Uber inside happens to be alive, or if the Uber happens to be dead, it doesn't make a difference. The Uber will automatically not only be kosher, but it will also be tahar from any dinei nevela. Because the Uber inside the animal is dead. Unfortunately, died prematurely, middle of the gestation. 5 months or 7 months of gestation, died. Shine, it's inside the mummy. And guess what happens? We now shecht the mummy, assuming that the shechita was done correctly, and we checked the ray, and everything is perfect and beautiful. Not only can you go and eat the whole mummy, you can even eat that uber inside, even though it's dead. Can you imagine?
But you can't eat the foreleg.
Foreleg sticking out, you're not allowed to eat.
So right. That's not a chiddush.
That foreleg is sticking out is not a chiddush, but the uber inside is a chiddush, because I see people over here wincing.
Why, we've been saying this.
No, we're talking about
shechita. I know.
We actually talked about the shechita. The baby doesn't need shechita.
The baby doesn't need the shechita, and the shechita helps for that baby.
But the baby doesn't need shechita. It's David. Reb David was saying.
And Reb David said, this Reb David is saying beautifully, and that Reb David is saying beautifully.
So,
Pishnaim Idem Yechum Dovah. Yes?
So the limb, though, is an Aver that was
Yotze. Is it Aver Minachai? If the Aver is alive, then it's Aver Minachai. If the Aver is dead, then it has a din of a Nevela.
You couldn't give it to a Goy, but you could give it to Klavos.
Exactly, if it's Aver Minachai, it's even Osir to a Goy, right? Because a Goy may not have
any.
Exactly, it's one of the Shem Mitzvah Neinoya. That would be a good Nafkimina.
I didn't mean Hanai.
You could give it to Klavim, though.
But you can give it to Klavim, yes. Aver Minachai, you give it to Klavim. Good. Shkoyach to you. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah.
What about the limb?
What do you do with the limb that's sticking out? You can bury it. It's
Eivim
Menachai.
Dogs, right?
Yeah. You can give it to dogs. Yeah, exactly. You can't eat it, but you can give it to a dog. Yeah. Dog doesn't have the seven Noahide lights laws. It doesn't have the Shem Mitzvah Neinoich. At least not yet. You know, in the West Side, you can't visit. Anyway, Behema Makasha later, V'hoitzi Uber Esyodi V'chatocha. He cut off that limb prior to the Shechit. V'yaka Shachar Esima, and now he shechted. Habasar Tohar, meaning the Uber inside, even though it was touching the Yad, remains Tohar. Zok Rashi, why? She'ein behema mekabelis tuma mechayim. As long as the animal was still alive, including the Uber inside, even if the Uber was dead. But that's considered to be part of a labedik animal, and that's why the Shechit is going to be metired. Oh, therefore the tuma cannot spread to the labedik or even the dead Uber inside, because the dead Uber inside has a status like it's alive.
It's for the same reason that the Uber, while it's inside, is still tahar, because there is a separation from the inside to the outside. So
good, good.
No chiddush.
Fine, but now the chiddush is going to be, let's go to the next case. The exact same case. The Uber stuck out his hands outside, and now they shechted the mami, and only after that they cut the limb off. At this point, Abosar Maga Nevela Div Rameir, says Rameir, the Uber inside now does become Tomei. How does it become Tomei? Because now we've cut open, we've shechted the mummy, cut it open. The Uber is either alive or the Uber is not alive. It doesn't make a difference. The Uber, however, is touching that Nevela. What's the Nevela? That limb which is sticking out. Guess what happens? Now the Uber becomes Tomei. Now why does it become Tomei? Zok Rashi, four lines before the wide lines. Habasar Maga Nevela. Basar Uber. Maga Eva Menachai. Assuming that the Uber is alive, it is now touching the Eva Menachai, which was the sticking out arm or foreleg. Shubatama Kinavela has a status like an Avela, like the Gemara is going to tell this boy about right. Inami or another Pshat, Im not Im Yotze, but Im Motze, corrects this. Im Motze Uber Meis, what happens if he finds that the Uber inside is Meis? Nevela Gemura Haveho Eva, then the Eva doesn't have a din of Eva Menachai, it's an Eva Minha Mess, and therefore has a din of a Nevela. Miachshle Terasoi, Shechita Simai, since the Shechita of the Aim didn't attach to the foreleg which is sticking outside, it's not within the Dalet Amis of the Mami, it's sticking out of the Mami, so the Tara, the Shechita was not Metired, so that's a Mamisha Nevela, and therefore, either way, touching the Uber inside, the Uber is going to become Tummy. So therefore, let's just quickly summarize the two cases. In the case where he cut off the Uber's arm pre-Shechita, then the Uber inside remains tahar, no problem, everything is fine. If, however, he cut off the baby's arm post-Shechita, then the Uber inside becomes Tamei, according to Meir, because it's touching the Nevela. So why didn't that happen when he cut it off in the Reisha before the main Mami was Geshachten? Because at that time, the Mami and baby had a din of Chayim. A Leibedika Behema cannot become Tamei. Here, however, after he Shechted it, then it's already dead meat, if you will. Geshachta meat, but it's still dead. So therefore it can be makabel tumah. It's makabel tumah from that nevela, from that uber's hand which is sticking out. Yes, what's up?
What status is the uber? Is it avatumah or what?
If the uber, you mean what, the once it touches a nevela?
Yep.
A nevela has the status of an avatumah. So therefore the uber which is touching that arm or that foreleg will have a din of a rishon l'tumah.
So therefore it can't give off tumah.
It cannot be a metama or the mekelim. It can only be metama or yochan amachim. Metama, now the person who's...
Why is it transmitted to the mother, the bus of the mother?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because Rav David said that it's a rishon and it doesn't give over
to other
Mashkins, but the mother's mother.
That's his question.
Yeah, that's my question.
That's your question. It's a joint question. Again, our patient, I might have
been
good.
It's talking about that it didn't touch it. And if it would touch it, it would also become tamah.
How could it not touch it? As the uber comes out of the rechem, if the uber is inside the mother, attached to Eivor Min Achai, Eivor Min Ameis, whatever you want to call it.
If, in fact, the Mishnah Taki uses a blank expression, habaser maganavela. And if it touched the mother, the mother.
How could they not touch the mother?
Fine, okay. Ask him. Mother's also something.
I meant the rachem. The koshlei.
Whatever touched that arm becomes tameh. Whatever meat that touches that arm becomes tameh.
And actually, Eivor Min Achai is touching the opening of the rachem, so it should also be tameh the mother.
Yeah, and the person who goes and cuts off that piece should also become tameh because he's touching the veil, and the veil is not. Tell me, becomes also.
If the Aver was inside the mommy,
yes,
and he was koteket,
right,
inside.
And left it inside.
It left it inside. So that we had before. That is not considered Aver Menachai.
That is not considered Aver Menachai. And forget the shechita of the mother will be matir. You'll be able to eat it. It remains inside. It's going to remain. It's going to be okay.
Takes care of both.
Good. So that's Reb Meir that says a bosa maganavei. Now the word over here, treif, is lav dafka. There's no tarfis over here, but the Gemara means to say, as we'll see in Mitzvah in the Yom days, the just like when you go and shech the treifa, it takes away the nevela tumah aspect. You can't eat it because it's treif, but it takes away the tumah. Here too, the shchitas ha'aim, it's going to be machshir the flesh of the aim, as well as the flesh of the uber, that all of that will be kosher, and of course all of that will be tahar. But all, in addition to that, it's going to make that the uber's aver, which is sticking out, will also be tahar. So the shechita is going to have the effect of helping out not only gufa, but even the aver, which is sticking out of gufa, that the shechita will have. Now, of course, everybody's wondering, how could that be? I mean,
it's not being matched for Chalula.
Okay, so wait. Today I'm with Beis. And Chachom are continuing to explain themselves. Yishong l'chachom. Ma matzina, just like we find by a treifa, sheshchitasa mitarasa, although it's not machshir to eat, but it's mitairet midei nevela, there's no tumma. Af shchitas behema, to tire esa eiver, which is sticking out. Azei yishong l'chachom. Omer Rameyah says, I don't understand you, Chachomim. Loi, im tiara shchitas treifa, oisa dovar shegufa. I understand you're shechting an animal, and after you shech the animal, you go and check out the reya. You find that this animal was nebuch a treifa. Okay, but don't think that shechita was in vain. The shechita helped. What did the shechita help? To go and take away the tumas nevela shabbat. But that's oisa shedovar shegufa. That's the guf itself. But the tyrus a eva dovar she'ena gufa. How do you go and extend this shechita to go be metar the eva which is sticking out? That's no longer part of the guf of the animal. And therefore, says Rameyer, I respectfully disagree with the chacham. Now let me just ask you a question generally. How do you take know this din of shchitas treifa moitzi midei tumas nevela? Now of course we've had it numerous times, but now our Mishnah tells us what the makar is. This is a very unique Mishnah in that most of the time you wouldn't find a minayin in a Mishnah. A minayin and minolin usually belong in the Gemara, but the Gemara asks what's the source. Usually the Mishnahis are more like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is the bottom line halacha, and then you look up the Noisa Kalim to figure out the origins. Anyway, so our Mishnah says, and minayin, how do you know the treifa sheshchitasa mitarasa? Because after all, let me ask you a question. Behemet tameya asura bachila. After treifa asura bachila. A behemet tameya, like a horse, you're not allowed to eat a horse. Even if you have the best shechita, can't eat it, it's a horse. aftreifa, also asa bachila. If you find a sirch in the lungs, it's also bachila. So ma behemet tameya ain shchitas mitarasa. What happens if you have a Michigan who's going to go and do shchita on a horse? Maybe he's practicing to be a shoychetz. He shechs horses now. So is that shchita going to go mi matir bachila? No. Is he going to go and be mitayr midei nevela? No. So after treifa loy to terena shchita, you should say the same thing about treifa, that when you go and shecht it, it should not be mitayr. Where do you take this from, that the shchita helps to go mitayr midei nevela by a treifa? Says Yimor loy, you really cannot make a comparison between behemoth tmeya and between a treifa. These are apples and oranges. The parallel is not there. Because im amas behemoth tmeya shloi hoysel lishas akoisha. A behemoth tmeya is born a behemoth tmeya. A horse, when it's born, it's a horse. It's going to remain a horse for the rest of its life. And therefore, there's never a possibility. Don't even think about going and shechting a horse, because it's not shayich. Toim betreifa shloi lishas akoisha. This treifa, until a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, was a fine, good voila animal like all other animals, and therefore it did have a shasa kosher to go and shecht it. So unfortunately, it lost that shasa kosher of kashrus. It lost that shasa. Yeah. You can no longer be machshir this animal because it's a treifa. But nevertheless, you still have hilchas shechita that you had until now, at least to matayim midein avein. Azayit gezukt asvara. And then the Mishnah says back, 1 second. Toilecha mashay veisa. Bring back, in other words, take back the svara that you've given now to distinguish between behemoth tmeya and between a treifa, because Hashem know the treifa min abet to minayin. What are you going to do about an animal, a behemoth kshera, like a calf that was born and was born with some sort of congenital defect? When it was born, it already had a defect. It was a treifa already then. Already the doctors took a look and said, the veterinarians took a look and they said that there happens to be a problem with the lungs, and it's already a sircha developing a gantamasa. So it was already born a treifa. Are you going to say there too that if you go and shnell, go and shech this animal, it'll be metayer bidei nevela? It's just like the behemoth tamei that never had a shasa kosher. Says Imar, no, you cannot really compare these two cases. Loi imamis behemoth tamei shekein ein b'mina shchita. By behemoth tamei, horses, the entire species of horses, big horses and small horses and racing horses and lazy horses and police horses, all the horses in the Chalas de Zelba, they're all just horsing around. So they have it all the same din of behemoth tamei. Not by any one of them do you ever find the din of shechita. Toim v'treifa, that unfortunately this isolated animal, nebuchad treifa, of sheish b'mina, but all of its brothers and cousins and siblings and all the other from the cow family, the avadah helps shechita. So therefore, says Yimor, the shechita should therefore help by this treifa, even though it doesn't help by behema tmeim. Finally, says the Mishnah, however, ben shmoina chai, what happens if you have a baby in gestation inside the mummy, which unfortunately did not go full term? The word ben shmoina l'choira seems to be somewhat inappropriate, because the Gemara elsewhere tells us behema daka, the gestation period is 5 months, behema gasa is 7 months. It's only by a woman l'habdil, where of course normal pregnancy is 9 months. So you can talk about a shmoina chai, meaning that it's not a full term baby that's going to die. So maybe this is just a borrowed term, because really we should be talking about an uber of the behema, which is a ben 5 months or 6 months, so as opposed to 7 months.
Eight is definitely past that.
It's already past that. If anything, it's a very mature animal when it comes out. You already have to prepare already the first birthday party, because it's already a month old already. But anyway, ben shmoina chai, zokten z'mishna, was not a full term. Ein shchitas mitarase, the shchita will not be mitar, lefisha ein b'mino shchita, because there is no such thing by a behema that among the ben shmoinas, in other words, the non-full terms, that it will ever be able to go and be geshachta to be kosher, and so therefore it's min, it's just like, in a sense, like a behemoth tmeya. That just like a behemoth tmeya, will never ever, a horse from A to Z, from beginning of its life to the end of its life,
will never
eligible for shchita. This too, this baby uber inside, which is not full term, never ever will be eligible, because when it's born already, it's already born a nef.
Good. I guess it seems a halacha, there's such a thing. You had to look to see the gestation of a behemoth, and it's not a ben shmona.
Yeah, but you don't have to be choshish. Just like the Gemara said. Yeah, you don't have to be choshish anything. Like Gemara said before in the previous parak by Tarvis, by a reya, which is a double matzo, you got to go now. But otherwise, you don't have to be choshish. Maybe the mayor would have to be choshish on the miyuta, but the rest of us wouldn't be choshish. Good. Zog to Gemara. So we go back to the original halach in the Mishnah, where a mayor said that if you have a situation where the Uber was sticking its hand out, its hand or its foreleg out, and the shoychet shechted, and after that we severed, we cut off that limb, then the rest of the Uber, and according to Uri and according to Barry, the rest of the behemoth would all be tameh because of the fact that it was touching that Aver, which was either an Aver Menachai, or it was an Avela, and it's Metame, the Uber. So, Frey Timora, why is it Metame? Am I? Tumas Besas Storim, he, Vitumas Besas Storim, Loi Metamyo. Oh, we have now a new concept that we didn't speak about previously. This is called Tumas Besas Storim. What's my Tumas Besas Storim? Tumas Besas Storim means that you don't see where the contact is taking place. Well, what do you mean? Normally, if a person touches an Avela, or a Sheretz, or something else which is Tameh, you see the hand touching whatever it's touching, oh, so it's touched. It's a very touching moment, and the person unfortunately becomes Tameh. However, here we're talking about the Aver which is touching the Uber. Where exactly does the Aver begin or end, and where does the Uber begin? In other words, but you don't see the Tumma touching the Tahara, or the Tahara touching the Tumma, because it's all connected, it's all one, it's all Mechubber. So, Frey Timara, that is the halach of a Tumma's basis term, and Tumma's basis term normally hold is Loi Metamia. Tumma's basis term means that it's all Beseser, it's all clouded in mystery, that you don't go and see the Tumma being transmitted and being received. It's not Metamia. So in Bazoi, in this case, what became Tame? The Aver is Tame. The Aver is Tame, for sure. But the Aver is trying to be Metame, the rest of the Uber. But where is it touching it? They're the Mokim Chatach. But I don't see. After the two are severed, then of course I see two separate things. And if you put them back together, then of course this is Metame. But here we're talking about when it's still connected, I don't see the point of contact of Tumma. That's Tumma's basis Tarem. I might, but Tumma's basis Tarem, Loi Metame, we have such a rule. So Lechoyra, we have to say, Leim Remeir Letame. Lechoyra, we have to go and say that Remeir, who's the Tana in the Mishnah, that is Remeir Leshitosei. Then what does Remeir hold? That none. We have another type of situation, a parallel situation in Mesechtas Kelim. What happens if you have Shloisha al Shloisha? Shloisha al Shloisha means you have a Beged, which is three Tvachim by three Tvachim. Three Tvachim by three Tvachim is considered to be the minimum shear of a Beged for purposes of Hilchos Medris. Medris means that if a person is going to go and sit on this Beged of 3x3, or if he's going to lie on this Beged of 3x3, and the person who is sitting or lying, for instance, happens to be a Zav or a Zava, etc., what happens? This Beged now becomes Tameh. And Medrash has very famous and interesting laws that even if you don't sit on the Beged itself, you're sitting on one on top of 10 and it's underneath it, even if it's on an Evan Misama, and it has a din not only that it's Metameh you, that you become a Rishon, but in fact it has a din like an Aviyah voice and makes you into an Av. Anyway, the point is, a medris is a chomer dikke tumah. So what did the person do? He took this medris of 3x3 tvachim, shenechlak, and he tore it, or he cut it. What happens now? Torim in a medris. It's no longer tummy tumas medris, because the minimum shear for a beged for tumas medris is 3x3. Now it's less than 3x3. It's almost like a klicheres that you broke it, and then you shove it. You broke this 3x3 by cutting it. It's torim in a medris. Avul tummy maga medris. However, maga medris is still here. Now, what means maga medris? So Rashi explains, like we'll see in a moment, that every fiber and every thread in this beged of 3x3 was touching every other fiber and every other thread until a couple of minutes ago before I tore it, before I cut it. So therefore, all the tumas medris that was on the right side of the beged touched the left side. And all the tumas medris on the left touched the right. And the north touched the south. And the south touched the north. And so therefore, there's a maga medris going on over here. So even though you cut it, the original Tumas Medris falls away. Tumas Maga Medris remains. So if you look quickly at the Rashi, let's say Shloisha, this is the second wide line. Look at the first wide line. First wide line of Rashi. Leimer Amei Letame. The Islay Tumas Pesas Torim is Yom Metamia. That's why the Mishnah Lechari says that the Aver is Metame, the Uber. Says the Gemara, where do I see this? Remei Leshitasai. Shloisha Tvachim Beged Shiroi Lemedris. That's right, because it's 3x3 tvach. Voye medris hazav, shu avatuma, kidachsiv chaleshiyat, niyiga mishkovoy. Person sat on it, the zav sat on it. Tumas medris. Shenechlak, vein roi Oy lemedus. I tore it into pieces. Now it's no longer 3x3. It's not a medus anymore. Avrohu l'shar tumas, but it still can conduct and transmit other tumas other than medus. The kaimulan sholish etzbois al sholish. If it has a minimum share of 3x3, chazlaniim. And Rashi here says laashirim, but the dalid, which is the shittur that goes at siunim, takes it out and says loy laashirim, because an oisher he cannot use a beged of 3x3 etzbois. 3x3 etzbois. It's such a small little shmatala, and only the Evi Nebuchadnezzar has nothing else. He can use the shmatala for something. And Asher, this would be it would be ridiculous for him to hold on to it. He would just throw it out, and he would take a larger shmatala, a larger piece of cloth. For shmatala, also use it for a latta. A latta means a patch for begotten. Anyway, the bottom line is that it's still roy for other tumas, but not for tumas medras. So says Rashi, tor min ha-medras mulatami odom v'kelim. That's what we said before. Tumas medras is very chomer. It's even matama odom v'kelim, which normally you wouldn't have, because the medras itself is not really tummy. The medras is only the recipient of the tumma from the zav. So the zav is the chanav. The medras l'choyer should become a rishon. Rishon is only metayer, only oichon amashkin. That's one of the chidushim in Hilchas Medras, that medras is such an intense form of tumma that it's even metama other mekedim. Avatum and maga madras. What's maga madras? Tumma hanegeya b'medras. If someone were now to go, and not a person, but oichel mashkin touch that medras, yeshloi v'aver rishon l'tumma. Now it has a din of a rishon l'tumma that it can matame oichel mashkin. Why? So that is the key. Neishenogu ze b'ze ba'oiden mechubarim shehoyu medras. At the time when they were originally three tzvachim by three tzvachim, every thread was touching each other. Nogu ze b'ze. So even though I tore it apart now, the maga medras tumma still remains, even though the big picture item, the huge tumma of tumas medrash that is metam out of the kelim, that's gone away because it's no longer a 3x3. But the lesser form of maga medrash that it can go and be metam oichon amashkin, that still is retained. So now, which part of the cloth touched the other part of the cloth? The right touched the left, and the left touched the right. Everything touched each other. But did you see any contact going on? Is it a contact sport? Did you see? You don't see anything. It's all beseser. It's all tumas beis hastarim. So how does Reb Meir say that it's still tummy? Because Reb Meir lishitasi holds it tumas beis hastarim has a din of tuma.
So it's consistent.
So it's consistent. Beautiful. Vitanya, and the Maseres Shas takes that Vitanya because it's really a continuation of the same Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yosi respectfully disagrees with Rameir. And he says, I don't see any touching of one fiber to another. I don't see any thread touching the other. The whole thing is Beseser. It's a Tumas Beis Hastarim. And if it's a Tumas Beis Hastarim, Loi Medamia. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rameir. Ella, the only thing is, Shem Noga Boi Zav, She Tomei Magazav. If instead of the Zav only lying on this piece of Shloisha by Shloisha, which makes it into Medras, what happens if the Zav afterwards stood up or touched it with his feet, touches with his hands? Oh, so now it has two problems. It has one Tumas Medras, and it has Tuma Maga of a Zav. Rashi says that it has both Tumas simultaneously. You could have one item having two Tumas simultaneously, which is interesting because the Gemara elsewhere clears a Shaila, once a Beged or once Oichon Amashki become Tumay, do you say that it's Saveya, that it's so saturated with Tumah that it cannot take upon itself a second degree of Tumah? Here Rashi says that this piece of cloth upon which the Zav tread, walked, lied, and touched could have both tumas at one time. So now when I tore it to pieces, it lost its status of the medras, but it remains the tumi tumas maga medras, or maga of a zav. Aha, so what's an afkimin? It's tumi. No, it's an afkimin. If I go and use it now to go and blow my nose or to do whatever, it's not going to be metame or the mekelim anymore, because it's only a tumas maga medras or maga zav, which is only metame oichon amashkin and not metame odem. Anyway, so l'choyre, what do I see? That this halacha of tumas beis hastarim, whether it's matami or not, this is a machloikis between a Meir and a Rabbi Yosi. According to Meir, you still have tumah magen medrash because the fibers and the threads were touching each other. Says Rabbi Yehuda, ah, come on, it's not touching each other. V'chi be'ezem medrash nogaz, I don't see any touching because I don't hold of tumah space astarim. The only thing is that if the zav also touched it, or no, then I agree with it as a tumas maga zav, but not alt medrash or tumas maga medrash, but alt a separate thing because the zav touched it, he walked on it, he touched it. Good. Fine. So l'choira, that's the machlek. And therefore, our Mishnah can only go according to a Meir, and not according to Rabbi Yossi. And after all, it's a Meir anyway in the Mishnah. So zeh gishmak r'meir l'shitasei. Zokti mar, no, you have no raya. Lav itma lo omer ula loishanu el shloisha al shloisha shenechlak. Avasholish al sholish haboyz mi beged godol bishas prishas me'avien mekablis tumen me'avien. What the Gemara is saying is you don't have to say that Remeir of our Mishnah is only Remeir l'shitasei. Even Rabbi Yossi also agrees to Remeir in our Mishnah. But I see that there's a machloikis, says the Gemara. Let me explain, says Ula. Lo yishanu. When is there the machloikis between Remeir and Rabbi Yossi? El shloish al shloish shenechlak. So we start off with the measures of 3x3 tzvachim, and we split it now. So now the question is, does it retain the din of the maga medrash? Or, says Rabbi Yossi, no maga medrash. It could be a magazah, but not the maga medrash, because I don't believe in this. Tumas basis star. Maha. Avasholish or sholish. Habois me beged godel. What happens if you started off with a much larger beged? The beged was, for instance, 5 tvachim by 5 tvachim. And now you cut off from this larger beged a smaller beged of 3x3 at zbo'ois. They're coming from this beged godel. So the beged godel itself is still larger than 3x3 tvachim. In other words, it still retains the din of Tumas Medrash. The piece that you cut off is a small little shtickle. It had 3x3 etzbois, which are also worthy to mekabel tumah, at least for aniyim, perhaps also for ashirim, depending on that. Here's in the Rashi. Okay, so what happens now? So by shloisha shloisha shenechlak. That's the machlokes. Av sholish sholish boys be beged godel. Bishas prishos and me'avien. As you are now cutting one off the other, as you're tearing it and tearing off this smaller piece of the sholish or sholish from this larger beged, guess what happens? Mekabelis tum me'avien. Now they're going to be mekabel tumah. Ah, so in other words, even though you, Rabbi Yossi holds that tumas beisa storim le'metamia, that's as long as they are attached to one another, because I don't see one touching the other. But bishas prishasan, as I am cutting it to pieces, one piece is touching the other piece. In other words, yesh letamtzem, or gita v'yodei boin ke'echer, if you will. At the same time that I'm cutting it, the two edges of the two begodim are touching each other. Since they're touching each other, one of them still remains tumas medrash because it's still larger than 3x3. That's the beged godel. It's touching this beged cotton, which I'm cutting off. That beged cotton, at the moment, shas pishasan, at that moment that it's being cut off, me'avien, then it's going to be mekabel tumah. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yossi that holds that there is no such thing as tumas beis hastarim. Tumas beis hastarim loy metami, it's not metama. That's when they're connected. So then the fibers and the threads are connected, the tumah doesn't transmit and it's not received by one another. Loy metama. However, once you split it, and the larger beged has a din of tumas medrash because it's more than 3x3, then it does transmit the tumah. But I'm splitting it. Yes, but at the moment that I'm splitting it, the threads which are being split are now touching each other post the splitting. It's no longer tumas beis hastarim. Now it's out in the open. You have this bad, big medrash beged touching this small little innocent shloisha al shloisha or shalish al shoitz its boys beged, and now it's being mekabel tumah at the time of prishasa. And that being the case, says the Gemara, Hanami, getting back to our Mishnah, b'shas prishasa me'aver mekabel tumah me'aver. Our Mishnah therefore could go both according to Remeir and according to Rabbi Yossi. We said, how does the tumah go from the Aver to the Uber? It's Bebeis Astarim, I don't see the point of contact inside. That's true. But at the moment that I'm cutting it, then I do see the point of contact, and it's touching now, because I guess impossible.
The mafreya, as it were, is mafreya. You're saying redeem is if it's touching the mafreya.
No, you're mafreya. From the time of Shas Prishasan. At the time that you're cutting it, the two pieces are still touching each other at that split moment. So if I get to the other book and kechel, although I'm cutting it, at the same time I'm cutting it, it's still touching.
It has to be connected to be cut.
Exactly, it has to be connected to be cut. So automatically it's going to go and become tamei. Look at the last Rashi. Seven lines from the bottom. Show here tame medrash. The big beged gadol was a tame medrash. The chatochim mimenu. Now we cut from it. Sholish its boys. Is tara a tara hachaticha ktanim in a medrash. Shein bakishir. It doesn't have a din of tumas medrash anymore because it's so small. It's not 3x3 tvachim. It's 3x3 its boys. But it's tame maga medrash. I feel Rabbi Yoyis in the omer ein maga hachibur maga do beisas tarem he. In this case, he's moide. The mishum the bishas pri shasmi oven. When we are cutting it apart, this has got to be touching a thread here, a thread there. I'm trying to be as careful as possible, but nevertheless, as I'm tearing it, there might be some overlap for a second, a split second, of a bad medristika thread touching a no longer medrash thread, and now it's being mitama. Bishas prishasai. Bishas prishasai, the base of storm. Now it's out in the open. Umekabel tuma me, avashesh boi shirava tuma. And therefore, going back to our Mishnah, rochagabi masisa nami, afil rabbi oisi moide de magoi maga. Why mishem shas parisha kishe choytecha ever mina uber? At the moment that he's cutting it, even though he's doing his best to sever one from the other, but it's the actual tzamtzem that there's going to be one artery, one sinew, one piece of flesh, one piece of bone, one piece of fat that's going to touch one another, and therefore, according to everybody, not only according to the mayor, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be tame because it's not based on storm anymore. Now it's begoli when he cut it.
What if he cut it inside? He did surgery inside. Mm-hmm. Then it wouldn't. So that's
only the storm. That's interesting. You can't tell because it's inside.
Yeah.
Maybe Efshem. Okay. Yeah. Good. Wait, that's Ula.
So Maga Medrash is not simple Abba Tuma.
Medrash itself is not simple. It's like an Aviyah Vaisa. We don't call an Aviyah Vaisa.
But a Maga Medrash is more chomer than even an Abba Tuma.
A Medrash is more chomer than a Maga Medrash. Medrash itself is Matame or the Vikalim. Maga Medrash only has a din of a Rishon. It can only be Metame.
Maga Medrash is a Rishon. Like
Medrash is like an Avatuma that it can go in Metame Odom Vekele. A Medrash shouldn't be an Avatuma because the Beged itself is an innocent Beged. It's because the Zav lay on it. The Zav laid on it. He was the Av. So his lying on the Medrash should have made the Medrash into a Rishon. Rishon is not Metame Odom Vekele. The Chiddush of Medrash is that the Medrash, this Beged, gets the same status like the Zav himself. Just like the Zav himself had a din of an Avatuma, the Medrash also gets a din of an Avatuma. It's an Avatuma, it's Metama or the Mekeh. However, if it only has a din of Tumas Magazav, in other words, this Zav didn't lie on the bed, he says, I know, I'm going to lie in the bed, it's going to become a Medrash. Oh, the Gan Tzuris, I'm not going to lie in it. But he went and he touched it. As a result of touching it, he made it into a Rishon L'tuma, and now this Beged can only matama oichlan amashkin, not other Beked. Good? Fine. So that's Ula's pshat. So Ula therefore says that it doesn't have to be only Remeir, it can even be Rabbi Yossi, because this is not a Tumas Beis Torim situation, this is a Goli V'yadua L'chol Amim situation, because when you sever it, you can go and see how the Uber and the Aver are touching each other, E.F. L'tamsa. That was Ula's pshat. Ravina says, I have another pshat. Ravina Omar, Beged lav lechaticha koi, uber lechaticha koi. You cannot compare the case of the Mishnah legabi the Beged to the case of the uber. No, how are they different? I'll tell you the difference. Beged lav lechaticha koi. Normally you don't go and cut a begadim. A regular Beged, if it's 3x3, it's wonderful. You're using it as your bedspread, you're using it as a pillow, you're using it for a pillowcase. That's a nice size. You don't intend going and cutting it up. Uber, however, when an uber's aver is sticking out, lechaticha koi. You intend cutting it. Why do you intend cutting it? Because that piece is treif. It's a treif. It's aver menachai. It's nevela. You can't eat it. So eventually you're going to cut it off because you're not going to leave it in the same pot where you're cooking the rest of the meat. You're not going to eat it. It's aver menachai. It's nevela. So lechaticha koi. Obviously, at some point, you're going to go and cut it off. And anything which is oimed, which is ready to be cut off, it's as if it's already cut off. Aha. So therefore, getting back to our Mishnah, even though the aver is touching the uber, and therefore he's saying it's like a beis hastarim, don't look upon it as a beis hastarim. Even though they are touching one another, look upon it halachically,
deem it
as if it's not touching one another. I'm sorry, not they're not touching. Of course, it has to be touching one another, otherwise it wouldn't become tame. But you're going to deem it as if it's not mechubar in the sense of a beis hastarim. you're going to deem it as if they happen to be two separate entities touching each other.
It's cut and rejoined, as it were.
Right.
Cut and rejoined.
Virtually.
And you virtually, halakhically, even though realistically it's not. And that's what the top Rashi said, kechot of dummy, bari noigin zebeze. It's as if they're cut. Lemais, it's all one piece. But you deem it as if it happens to be cut virtually, and therefore one part is touching the other part. That's why it becomes tummy. And therefore, our Mishnah says, according to Ravina, that even, it's not only Rav Meir, but everybody can go and agree in such a situation that although it looks like a basis term, virtually it's not, halachically it's not a basis term, because this Aver is going to be cut off sooner or later. It's as if it's already cut, one is touching the other, therefore it's Matam.
So he's saying that Rav Yossi would agree in this case.
Exactly.
Okay.
And perhaps everybody. Zotimar Kiman, Lechoyra, who does this shtim like? Who holds this far of Kechatotami? Kremeir. Did not? We find another Mishnah, Mishnah Mesechus Mikvois. What happens if you have a kli that has a long, long, long handle? The handle goes from here, from one end of the table to the other end of the table. And you put it in the mikveh, and then you realize that the mikveh is not wide enough to go and put this whole kli in with this long handle. And the truth of the matter is that the people that own the kli with this long handle say, it's so cumbersome, I can't hang it anywhere, I hang it from the nail, and it's higher than the ceiling, it's skadish. What am I going to do with this long handle? So eventually, what do you think he's going to do? He's eventually going to cut it off, because it's just too, I can't deal with it. I don't have a handle on the situation, because the handle is just too long. So what do? It's called yasser kenotl dummy. This long handle is as if I'm going to cut it. Tetnan kol yodlis hakenim she'en aruchais. The osin lekatzis, and he's eventually going to go and cut it. Matbalad mokamida. You don't have to go and toivel it all the way until the end. You can go and cut it until that point. You can toivel it until that point where you intend going and cutting it. It's not so simple, because lechoyra, where you're going to cut it, the water is not going to get to that part, because, okay, so the Mefarshim talk about how this works. But for our purposes, we see that Remeir, that's the Tanakam of this Mishnah, says that when it's too long, you deem it as if it's cut already, and therefore you only be matpel mokamida, you don't have to go and be matpel the entire handle. You can matpel until that point where you intend cutting it. Here's the Divrei Meir, and in the real Mishnah doesn't say Divrei Meir, but it's the Tanakama, Stam Mishnah is Remeir. Ah, so therefore, Zokti Gemara, now the Remeir is consistent. Remeir in our Mishnah, which is talking about the Uber, which is Oymid Lachtoich Kechotoch Dami, is like this long handle, which is Kechotoch Dami. Here's the Chachom Moimim on the side, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, no, Achiyat Belis Kulei. When you cut it, you cut it. But until you cut it, it's still one long handle, you have to go and toivel the whole thing. If your mikveh is too small, take it to another mikveh, so you be toivel the whole thing. Aha. Anyway, so bottom line is, so this Svar of Kechotoch Dami, again, is totally in the Machloikis, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda.
You can't toivel in stages, because it's connected.
No, you have to go to the whole thing one time. Yeah. Gotcha. So you want to fill the Teim Rabbana, no, here you don't have to go and say that it's totally in that machloek of the gabi the kalim. Fill the Teim Rabbana, because chiburi ochlin kimandim mifrasi dabu. When a giba hadodi, the Gemara says is the fundamental difference between a handle and between food. Handle, until you cut it, it's connected. It's one intact thing. Once you decide to go and cut it, then you cut it. But until then, so then the Rabbanan say, you have to toivel the whole thing. However, when you're talking about a food item, in the case of this Uber and this Aver, food item by definition is mifrasi. Mifrasi means it's the type of thing that on its own, naturally, if you will fall apart or will crumble. Of course, an Uber and Aver perhaps is not the best example, but if you had, for instance,
bread,
cookie, whatever, eventually it's going to crumble, it's going to fall to pieces, etc. It's not a hard, intact type of thing, unless it's a very hard roll and you overbaked it or something. But the point is, normally it's not considered to be something which is as intact as kalim. So therefore, everybody could agree, the mifrasi dummy, that this Aver and Uber are deemed to be kechotuch dummy, unagib adodi, and therefore it's touching one another, and therefore Ravina's pshat is right. And according to everybody, not only according to the mayor, but even according to Rabbanan, one part is touching the other part, the Aver is touching the Uber is touching the Aver, and therefore it's stopping. So now we had two pshatim in our Gemara. We had Ula's pshat and we have Vina's pshat. Ula's pshat was that even though we have a machloikas tumas space as starim, but that's only when the thing is intact. When I'm severing it, then one touches the other, because ef shlitzamtim, it has to be that when I'm cutting it, one artery touches the other artery, or the bone touches the bone, the flesh touches the flesh. It's impossible to avoid a touching situation, and therefore that's the reason why. What Rav Vinna says, nothing to do with actually cutting it, even if you don't cut it. The fact that it's kichotuch dummy, it's a virtual cut, that's enough to go and spread the tumah. According to Ula, I understand why the Mishnah said that he cut it over, because that's the only way that the uber is going to become tummy when you cut it. Until the moment of cutting, it is tumah space of starim, it's not metame, and everything is fine. It's only when you cut it, then one touches the other, because ef shlitzamtim. So that's why the Mishnah had to say chatocha. El Ravina may chatocha. According to Ravina, even before he cut it, the uber became tamei as a result of the fact that it's kol oimed lachtech kechotuch damis. Even if he's only going to cut it tomorrow, but at the moment it already is a virtual cut, it's already metame now. So why does the Mishnah say chatocha? Says Imori, absolutely right. I did tana reisha chatocha, tana nami seva chatocha. For this case, we taka didn't need to do chatocha, because according to Ravina, it becomes tummy anyway. But since the reisha of the Mishnah, where it said, hoitzi obrisyadi, the chatocha, viacha shochar esima, and basar tohar, I might have thought, okay, he cut it before, he cut it later, and the bottom line is, he cut off this aver. Just like in the Sefer, Reb Meir said it's metame, maybe in the reisha also be metame. So everybody tells you, even if chatocha, and it touched it, it makes no difference. It's not tummy. The buser is tar. Ah, therefore Jokti Gimar. What's the reason why? Because the behemoth is still mechaim, the behemoth is still alive, like we said before, and the behemoth which is alive cannot become tamei. Ah, so there, that's like a chiddush. I need the chatocha. Here I take it only the chatocha according to Ravina. But migud that it says chatocha in the reisha, put chatocha in the sefer as well. So we're mamish at the cutting edge of explaining and understanding our Mishnah. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi says, I'll be benched. Next one tomorrow.